Reuven Levy speaking to you from Chochel Chesed, Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom in the Hebrew version on page 97. We're learning a new chapter. In this new chapter, we're learning what it means to be a man. And we need to learn this. Because although when you looked in the mirror this morning, you saw what you thought was a man looking at you.
Who looks in the mirror?
Alright, it's a mashab. I'm sure there's still people who do. It's not true. We're not yet completely in the category of men. As Rav Shach famously said, when they asked him, why is it that in the morning brachot we say, thank you Hashem, we praise Hashem for not making me a woman? Always a difficult question that's asked by people. Anyway, Rav Shach had a very sweet answer to it. He said, Hashem made you that you were not to be a woman. You need to make yourself to be a man. That's your job, to be a man. He said the same thing with thank you Hashem that you didn't make me a goy. Why don't you say thank you Hashem that you made me a Jew? He said the same thing there too. You can thank Hashem that he didn't make you a goy. You need to make yourself a Jew. Right? We have work to do. We have work to do to make ourselves a gever, to be a man. It's not a given. Just because I'm the one who happens to wear the trousers, at least if I'm not living in a secular household, then that'll mean nothing. Okay.
The same thing with not making me a slave. You have to take slavery out of yourself.
Exactly. Very good. Right? Do I don't say thank you for making me a free man? Because Hashem didn't made you that you wouldn't be a slave, but you need to make yourself into a free man. You haven't done that either. So that's also our job. That's also our job. Okay. So what are we saying? So Rabbi Arush was explaining yesterday in the beginning of the chapter that you can read the book and you can learn all the wonderful advice he has to give, but it can go in one ear and out the other. If I'm not prepared to be a man, what does that be a man mean? So we're going to learn now, but in essence, a lot of the story is that I need to give, not take. I need to be a giver. Rav Arush writes as follows. Tzrichim ladat, we need to know. Sha'ish v'yisha hem b'riyot shonot zo mizo v'tachlet ha'shoni. Right, that men and women are completely different. We read a little bit this yesterday, that we said, we see that Hashem gave us different jobs, different roles in life. And we see this from the fact that there are different mitzvahs, right? That the mitzvahs on a man are different than the mitzvahs on a woman. We're a different creation, we have a different role, a different job, different nature. We're different. What else do we see? You see also here that he says that the essence of a man is to give and the essence of a woman is to receive. Lamase, in practice. Alevdel ha-mahuti hazeh, usvib ha-tsir hazeh, sovvot rov ha-itzot sh'al yadan zokhin l'shlombay. It's around this fact of the difference between a man and a woman, that the man is to give and the woman's role is to receive, that is the primary fundamental upon which much of Shalom Bayit rests. Sheikaren hu lalamed et ha-baal mahu tafkido b'chaim b'chvalo u'ma tafkido ha-baal b'chaim. Right, so the essence is to teach a husband what is his task in life, generally speaking, and also in particular in respect of his own household. Meaning, what is his job as a man? Right, that means that a man is to influence, to give, and to respect. To give respect, not to be respected. Right, to respect. And then he will know how to work on himself through learning and through prayer. Until he will merit to complete his task completely. And this in practice is all Shalom Bayit. When each one of the couple performs their task correctly. And we see Hanashim, women. And the Rav writes here, Anu oskim ke'eit b'ketivat sefer shi'chazekotam la'asot et tafkidam. At the moment, we're writing, the Rav says, a new book, which is going to be especially for women, to explain to them what their job is. Right, that's the book, Women's Wisdom, which is available in all good bookstores and from breslov.co.il. Ach b'zot shona, hadarcha shel anashim, mehadarcha shel hagvarim. But in this, there is a difference in the approach, the direction of instructing women than that there is of instructing men. For example, he says, for women, we don't need to teach them how to be a woman. Despite that, however, for a husband, you do need to teach him how to be a man. It's not the same book. Because in these generations, because in our generation, many men lost completely their identity as a man, as a male. And this is what leads to a failure to put the wife in first place and the lack of shalom bayit, because in a home like that, because in a home like that, where a husband doesn't act like a man is supposed to act, it's not surprising that there's no shalom bayit. Like you'll see from each chapter in this sefer. Right? In a home where a man is not acting like a man, what does it mean? He's acting like a woman. And in a home where you've got two women, then you've got fights. Got fights, because two women just fight. Not just, but stop. Right? You can't have two women in the kitchen. They will fight. Right? You need to have a man and a woman. The woman's doing the woman's job, the man's doing the man's job. Then they fit together perfectly, like a jigsaw puzzle. But try and have two of the same pieces in the jigsaw puzzle, they don't fit together. You need two different pieces that complement each other. That's how it works. You can't have the same. You can't be the same. You can't both be needy. The woman comes home and says, "Oh, I've had a hard day. I just need some attention." And the man says, "Oh, yeah, me too. I just had a hard day too. I need some attention." It doesn't work. You can't have two women in a relationship. You need to have one who's a giver and the other one who's receives. That's the role of the man. The man is the role to give. Doesn't mean he's never going to get back. But when he's not expecting to get back, he doesn't go looking for fulfillment of his needs. It's going to get. Hashem's going to give you more than you can ever imagine, but only if you're not looking for it. Like a person who goes after respect and honor, honor flees from him. And a person who runs away from honor seeks him out. Right? He's honored. A person who runs away from honor, everybody gives him respect, gives him honor. Right? It's the same thing. A man who looks for his own needs in a relationship, he's going to get nothing. A woman is going to. Are you going to be sick of him? She's not interested. She doesn't see a man. I don't know what she sees. She's like, "Where's my husband? This is not what I look for," right? And then the opposite. Does she see? If she sees a man who's just giving to her and is not interested in himself, oh, now she's going to give you everything. She's such a love and respect for you because you're not asking for anything. You're not right now. You're going to get it, but not if you're looking for it. If you're looking for it, he's not interested. And of course, where's that come up the most? Comes up the most in a man's natural desire to, unfortunately natural, to be with his wife. If he's looking for it, kilu, so to speak, she's not interested. Because all she sees is an animal. She doesn't see a man, she sees an animal. She's not interested in being attacked by an animal right now, thank you very much. And I'm not interested in it, right? When is she interested in being with you when you're acting like a man? That's very hard for us. That takes a lot of work and a lot of years to work on that. It's not Stan. It's not easy to... It's nice to think about it in theory. Yeah, yeah, I understand the logic. And but put yourself in that position. It's very hard. It's very hard. So that's one of the things that we have to know, be aware of, work on, pray on. Okay. This is something that anyone who reads this book, Ganah Shalom, will understand immediately. Shekol Shalom Bayit Talui Begeber, that all of Shalom Bayit rests on the man. Lo kimat kulo, not almost all of it, ela kol kulo mamash, rather exactly mamash all of it. Right? Which sounds not very fair. And I want to say, well, that's not fair. Why can't it be her responsibility too? I'm not in the place to change the laws of nature. I can't tell Hashem how to run his world. Hashem, I think you messed up here. Hashem, you're saying it's all on my shoulders, and I think you did it wrong. I think you should make it a bit more even. I have to have an opinion. It doesn't mean it's going to change the reality of the situation. The reality of the situation is it's all dependent on you. And you can hide and pretend that not in my house. My house is different. My wife's different. And then I'm just kidding myself. Ze asiba azo mamash. Shemecha va'bore teva be'etzem ha'boriya shiye zakha v'tiye nekeva. And this is the reason. Why there's no Shalom Bayit is because Hashem put the nature such that you will be a man and you end up acting like a woman. The nature of a man is different than the nature of a woman. Because the nature of man is to influence, lehitiv, to improve, to make things better, the fanek, to give attention. The samer, to cause someone to be happy, a tet, to give, lashbir b'ruchaniyot b'gashmiyot, to influence in spiritual ways and in material ways. Al kein akol lama'aseh talui bo. Therefore, in practice, everything is dependent on him. Ki me'acha b'haisha hi b'hamakabelet. Since the fact is that the wife is the recipient, the receiver, im ken, if so, hinaguta hi rak totza'ah, shall hit now good together. Therefore, it turns out that her reactions, her activity, her behavior is only a response to him. If the man is the one who's giving all everything, then anything the wife does is just a response. That's why all Shalom Bayit depends on the man, because whatever the woman does in terms of Shalom Bayit is only a response. A woman does not initiate, she only responds. It doesn't matter how proactive, how active she is. Her nature is only to respond. So you could be a famous Rebbetzin. There are Rebbetzins who are currently in Israel. There are known Rebbetzins, and their husbands, like, who's he? I don't know, maybe learns in yeshiva or whatever, but it's not known. And the Rebbetzin is going out giving shiurim, and she's doing this, and she's right. But everything she's doing is only a reflection of him. Even though it doesn't look like it, even though I'm like nothing, and my wife's like huge, and she's amazing, she's great. Right? She's only a reflection. She's only responsive. So Shalom Bayit is only hanging on the man. Because whatever she does, she's doing nice things, she's not doing nice things. She wakes up this morning, decides to make me chocolate cake, or she doesn't. She wakes up this morning, decides to stay in bed. Right? Whatever she is doing is only a response to me. So all the Shalom Bayit is dependent on the man. Kedugmat Hashemesh v'lau ha'avana, like we said, the example of the sun and the moon. Shekamoshe or ha'avana talu yeshivot b'shemesh shemiru meiruba. Just like the light of the moon is dependent entirely on the light coming from the sun. Kach orash al isha, so too the light from a woman. Talui b'mashia b'mayilo. Depends only on what her husband is shining upon her. And therefore we can now understand why we wrote this book only for men only. Since the identity of a man is completely different than the identity and purpose of a woman. And that their role in life is completely different also. If so, so too their instruction is completely different. And it's not appropriate to give men and women the same instruction together. It doesn't work. I got married, went to a married, an engaged couples course. Very nice. Learned a lot of things. I mean, I did nothing. I mean, I was barely learning how to be a Jew, never mind anything else. So, certainly didn't know. Anyway, Tom, what do I know? You know from your parents, but don't know reality. Anyway, so one of the exercises they did, most of it was together. Not like here, they say, here Rabbi say, you shouldn't give instruction together. You got totally different path, totally different direction, right? So most of it were together on like two occasions, I think I remember, that they split us up into men, into separate men and women. And that was their most revealing time. On one occasion, it was a very simple task. We went in, the men went into one room and the women, and they said, simple, before we split up, they gave us the same question. They said, get in your group and write down what you're bringing to the marriage. Tough. Okay, very nice. So we got men, I don't know, there's five or six of us, got together, we had a big flip chart, right, and a pen, and we wrote down what we're bringing to the marriage. Someone said money, someone said CDs, someone said a car, a house, a job. Tough. That's what men are bringing to the marriage. Yoffi, very nice. The women, we came back, and the women did theirs, and we came back and we saw what each group had written. And each group was like, jaw drop, like, because we wrote all the, you know, what are you bringing to the marriage, my CD collection, what are you, right? And what did they bring? What are you bringing to the marriage? And they had some words like love, security, comfort, togetherness, peace, continuity. What is that? And the women are looking at, what's this CD collection got to do with anything? You know, why is that relevant? Completely different. You try and teach them in the same class. You're teaching completely. There's a whole different mindset going on. Forget it. It's different. CD collection. Tov. Where am I? Lost my face. Okay. Why do you have a different book? Adraba, on the contrary, im haitaba sefer hadracha meshutefet, if it was a book which is written jointly for both, as haita alav kusha chazaka biyoteh, then there would be on it difficulties, great difficulties. Right? It would be, you wouldn't be able to, one side wouldn't understand it, it would be, you couldn't write one direction that fit both. Lama davar domer, what's this similar to? Give us an example. What's it like? Le sefer, for example, a book. Haosek bechinuch yeladim, a book that wanted to teach educating children. Uketuva bo hadracha lahora b'leyaled meshutach, and in it was written instructions for both teachers and kids. Shezed davar shekol achan mevin shehu lo hagiyoni. Everyone understands it, it's just not logical. Right? It's just not logical because a teacher's got one role to teach and a child's got another role to be a child. Therefore, it's obvious that the teacher needs to receive different instructions. To be a good teacher, and the kid needs to receive separately his instruction, how to be a good boy. Right, it's obvious. Same thing here too. It's not so, He's saying the same thing with man and woman. You can't write the same thing. You can't give a joint class on marriage. It's not the same. Right? One is, you need to give. That's to the men. And the women, you're not going to say that. The women's job is not to give. When your husband, just give. No, that's not her role.
Unfortunately, she does. Go around teaching a woman to do that. Be a yatsanir.
It drives her husband crazy. If your wife goes around being in charge, then you're gonna suffer, because that's not what her job is to be. Her job is to receive from you, the man. When you're acting properly, right? When you're acting properly, then she does take charge, because someone's going to be a man in the house. And if you're not going to be the man in the house, then the woman is going to take that role, because she's more sensible than you, and she's going to realise someone has to be in charge around here. There's a place for everything. She's certainly in charge in some areas. She's in charge of education and looking after the kids. That's her, right? She's in charge about what goes on. She's in charge of the kitchen. She's in charge, generally speaking, about how the house is run. Obviously, that's all good. But,
what if the wife is the one who's bringing in the primal stuff? Is that her job? Is that a giving job or a taking job? She's taking responsibility from her husband, and that way she's taking, receiving that.
It depends on the family and on the house. There are houses where it works, and it's helpful for the family that the woman is working, and there's houses where that doesn't work and it's not appropriate, and it depends on each family needs to take proper instruction and needs to be aware and not stupid, not dumb. Either way, it shouldn't be a case where there's no way my wife can ever work, it only has to come through me. That's not correct. And also the other side is not correct. It's not correct to assume, well, there's nothing wrong with my wife working. She, of course she should work. That's also not correct. Right, so each, it has to be appropriate and fitting.
To buy hands. Where's wife?
Well, Avramovich once said that if the man refuses to work and the wife has to do all the parnasa, it's again, the kitubah is worthless.
Right.
You lied when you signed.
So I haven't heard anything myself from the Rav about that, and he doesn't, as far as I'm aware, as far as I recall, write anything specific about that in here. But it doesn't break the klalim, right? The house, and we know that there are houses which work very nicely on Shalom Bayit where the woman works and the man doesn't, and there's conversely houses that don't work very well, right? So that's not the ikkah. The essence is what's going on with the rest of it. If the husband's treating his wife, putting her in first place, if he's not criticizing her, if he's acting like a man and taking responsibility, etc., etc., then that's fine. The fact that the wife is working is not a problem. But if that's not happening, then... But it's not the crucial thing. The crucial thing is how he treats his wife. Okay. See you. Vatam uvanot. And now we can also understand. Sha'ayidei halimu b'sefer Gana Shalom. Through learning this book, Sefer Gana Shalom. Shekol kulo hadracha b'ruah l'baal. That it's instruction, that it's entirely instructing for the husband. The male tafkido k'zachar mashpia. In order to complete his task as the man who is the influencer, who gives. Yachol kol baal ladat machaselo. Every husband can learn what's missing from him. Beifor hu lo mamale tafkido kazacha, and what he has to fulfill as a man. But takenet zot, in order to remedy it. Umisha hu adam utzini, and a person who is a serious individual. Humit palel al kol prat beprat, he will pray on every detail. Umishtadel lekayem ma shalomet, and he will try to fulfill what he learned. And for him, this book will be a great help and a complete guidance. V'gam im hu lo matzliach b'ma'at ha'achuzim. And also too, if he doesn't succeed partially in a small amount, hu yodeh al kol panim, he'll know that in any event, shekach hi emet, that this is the truth, akach sarech lit nahegen, this is the way a person should act. V'hu toleh tachisaron rak b'matzmo, and he will put the lacking, the failure, only on his own person. V'loh ba b'ta'anot lishah, and he won't come to make arguments and complaints against his wife. Ela mamshich ba'avot ha'tov, rather he'll just continue in his work. Ad shehu zocher l'shalom ba'nifla, until he achieves a place of complete shalom bayit. Right, so even if I realize that I'm not completing all of this, I can't yet do it all, it's too much for me, at least I know what the truth is. I'm not going to blame my wife and say the reason why we don't have such great shalom bayit is actually also her fault. You know, I'm doing my job and I have my mistakes, but she also has her issues too. No, I'm not going to make that mistake. I'm going to see that, you know what, I understand I'm not completely there yet. I'm still failing in a number of areas. But you know what? I know what the truth is, and I accept that that's the truth, and I'm not going to try and blame my wife and put the fault on her, that it would, if only she did this and this, it would be much better. I'm not going to kid myself. This is the truth. I'm not there yet. That's how Hashem's not ready yet to give me shalom by it. I'm not ready for it. At least I know what is true. Achen zeada vayel lacha v'siman. Therefore, this thing should be for us a sign. Im ata lo mekabel eizeh sechel o eitza mehasefer, siman she'ata lo zacha ela nekeva. The sign, Rabbi says, is that if a person reads this book, a man reads a book, and he can't accept something, some advice that it says in this book, then it's a sign that he's not acting like a man, he's acting like a woman. Because this book is written for men, and if you're a true man, you're going to accept what's written in this book. It's all logical, it all makes sense, it's all perfectly natural for a man. But if you're acting like a woman, you're not going to buy it, because this is not for a woman, this is for a man. So you should know that if you don't like anything in here, it's rubbing you the wrong way. It's which bit of you that is getting rubbed the wrong way? It's that feminine bit I still haven't eradicated. It's that bit that likes to blow dry my hair in the mirror in the morning. It's that bit which likes to paint my toenails pink. I know, it's that feminine part of me that I still haven't yet. That was a joke. I still haven't yet. I haven't yet eradicated. Ki kol mi sheyesh lo eizeh b'chinat shel zecher, because anyone who has in them the aspect of a man, who mekabel b'kalut et ha'sechalim ha'itzot shel ha'sefer, he will accept with ease the wisdom and advice of this book. U'matzliach la'avod im otan ha'itzot, and he will succeed to work with those pieces of advice, v'lizkot l'shalom bayit, and he will merit shalom bayit. Tough, it's strong. It's hard. Tough. Doesn't mean it's not true. Who am I to argue? Behine. Be'ikvot oto koshi. Shereiti etzel oto balim. Right? On the back of those difficulties which the Rav says he saw in those men that weren't acting like men. Bahavanat haderech l'shalom bayit. In order to understand shalom bayit. Hitkachuli eitza nifla. I came up with a wonderful piece of advice. Hitkhalti l'rod lo tam ba'alim. I began to show those husbands. Sheyazvu et kol ha'itzot sheshamu mimenu. Or shekaru v'otam brakim. Those husbands that ignored the advice that they'd heard from me or that they read in those chapters that I gave them. And I invested all my time, all my efforts in this thing. I told them what you need to work on is how to be a man. Right? You can't accept these chapters on putting your wife in first place and she's more important than everything. And you're never allowed to criticize her, right? You can't accept those things, fine. Put that to aside. You need to focus just on one thing. First of all, you need to focus on being a man. Then we'll come back to learn the book, because at the moment you're not there. You can't reach that. You're not in the headspace that you can take this on. So first of all, you need to learn how to be a man. ולהתפלל חזק מאוד על דבר זה. Right? Sorry, ללמוד היטב, כיצד להיות לסחרים, to learn how to be a man, and to pray strongly, very strongly on this thing. להיות זכר, to be a man, וכמובן שהסברתי להם מה זה להיות זכר. And of course I explained to them what it means to be a man. ועצה זו אכן עזרה באף חוללת לו. And this advice I saw helped them and even caused great things to happen. Right? This advice. So we're going to learn in this chapter the advice on how to be a man. And Be'ezrat Hashem, not tomorrow, because Be'ezrat Hashem will be in Hebron. But we're going to learn those people's advice for how to be a man. Thank you.